Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I'm just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle. With me is
Ashley Mock.
Welcome to the half hour radio program and or audio file via podcast. I just made that term up. I think that's probably not the proper use, but welcome to the show that's all about connecting our listeners to resources and things that are available in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, Ashley, myself, the entire board, the entire team are not media professionals.
Nope.
I'm stating the obvious here, right, folks?
It's a warning.
It's a warning because this is a train wreck ensuing. But what we do work on for our community is we kind of work under five priorities. And those priorities are making sure every baby is a healthy baby, stopping child abuse before it happens, keeping kids off the streets, keeping them in school, and keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And we fulfill that promise, or that priority, I should say, by funding, working, convening, developing programs that are available to all families in St. Lucie County under those five categories.
And obviously, this radio show is used to talk about those programs and resources and our community partners. But there are lots of ways that you can find out more information about them. One of them, of course, being our website, which is csclc.org. And I'm going to give some inside information because we like to give inside information to our radio show listeners, right? It's exclusive here in this safe place that we have. We are in the process of updating our website. And so in the next month, it will have a brand new look and feel. And it will be so user-friendly, and I would encourage all of you to take a look at it now so that when it gets new and improved, you'll know how much better it is.
You can see the differences.
Yeah. We're doing it for all of you. We're making it a lot more user-friendly. We've paid attention to the pages that are most visited. I'm really excited about what the new website is going to look like, and we have a lot more opportunity on it to highlight some of the really cool things that are happening in our programs and in our community. So it's going to be very, very cool, very fun.
And included on that are going to be professional headshots of the entire team. And I only know this because
Ashley's
currently scheduling it. You know, she's only been requesting this for about 5 years now. So we're finally breaking down and doing it. And I also bring that up because you and I attended the Pace Center for Girls, Empowering Girls Luncheon. And I was sitting there standing there when I walked in, and a woman walked by, looked at my name tag, and she's like, "I know your name." She's like, "You're on the radio."
And you were like, "What?"
And I said, "And I apologize now, because now you know what I look like." So while we are going to do professional headshots, we strongly urge our listeners to not look at mine.
That is not fair. No, I'm excited about those too. But again, that will be a part of our new website. And there's going to be, there's just a really great opportunity there for us to share more information. This is a 30-minute show. I feel like every time we talk to one of our programs or one of our partners, we say there's not enough time to cover all the things that they do. So the website has links to all of their contact information, their websites, how you can get more information. So it's a really good place to kind of find all of that if there is a program or a resource that you are looking for access to or more information about.
And, you know, maybe actually what we could do, I'm just brainstorming before we roll it out, maybe we focus group it with some, if any listeners want to volunteer and they can go kind of navigate and give us feedback.
Yeah, we do have secret access to it right now if anybody's interested in that. I would love that.
If you're interested, text me at, I'm giving out my cell numbers, text me at 772-237-1130. Again, 772-237-1130. And we can get, you know, because, you know, we obviously know our world, but it would be kind of, you know, interesting to get a little outside perspective, if you will.
Yeah, definitely.
So speaking of website, sort of related, while you're on our website, because Ashley said, "Hey, go check it out now because it's going to change and you won't know what you're missing until you go see it." But our annual report is available on our website, and we strongly encourage you to take a look at it. We've talked about it before, but it kind of highlights our last fiscal year, if you will, and really not just highlights the efforts of the Children's Service Council, but really highlights the efforts of the entire community in reaching our children and families in St. Lucie County.
And also, I don't know if anyone has noticed, but it is getting hot outside.
I've noticed.
which is always our precursor that summer is coming. And it may seem like it's a little early to start talking about it, but I promise you it isn't. Our summer camps, our summer learning programs are getting ramped up. They are, registration is open for a lot of them. We do have information for those camps already on our website. We do have additional programs coming. So there's still some to be determined. Our board is actually voting on those this week, but we do have some annual programs that become summer programs, and that information is already posted on our website. So if you are looking for a safe, positive place for your child to be this summer, please take a look at that page. We'll obviously be talking more about it as we get closer, but shockingly, if you walk outside, you know, summer is coming.
Yes.
Not winter is coming, like Game of Thrones style. Summer is coming.
Yeah. And I would argue that it's already here. I mean,
that's impossible.
All right. We have a, speaking of summer, or, you know, there's the expression, the boys of summer, or I don't know what other, there's other,
what
other things.
What a good segue that was.
But the cool thing, I'm going to let her in as we invite our guests in, but the cool thing about this guest, and I'm always so jealous, is I would love to wear a baseball hat every day to work. I would sport that every single day. And this person, Ashley, I'm going to let you formally introduce, gets to do that, and color me jealous. I'm very jealous of that.
We're going to have to incorporate that into Sean's wardrobe, maybe even his headshot somehow. We'll figure it out. But I'm really excited today because this group, this person has been a longtime community partner of ours, longtime friend of Children's Services Council. She's never been on the radio show, which I find absolutely crazy. I don't know how we haven't roped her into this before. But Casey Blair is with us, and Casey is the assistant general manager of Salus CMETS, who we are so happy to call a great community partner of ours. And we have a lot of fun things to talk about that are coming. But before we get to all of the stuff that we're involved in, we can, I guess, let you talk about St. Lucie Mets in general, because you guys are kicking off season this week, right? Like Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, Friday night is opening day or opening night for us. So
that's really exciting. And I know because I was there last year, the St. Lucie Mets are the reigning, what, regional champions, state champions, right?
Yep. Florida State League champions, 2022 champs. So we're ready to roll. We'll be able to present our rings from last year to some of our players and coaches that were here last year when those come in. So that'll be a fun little addition to one of our night games once we find out when that's going to be. So pretty excited to get a ring.
I said, you get one too, right?
Yep, we get one too. Yep.
See, that's I don't get to wear a baseball hat, and I don't get any kind of cool ring when we do well, you know. I'm just saying.
I'll get you an annual report ring if you want.
Okay. I dig that.
We can make that happen. So Casey, St. Lucie Mets, I feel like has kind of been, I feel like we're really lucky to have a minor league baseball team in our backyard. And literally for us at Children's Services Council, our backyard,
yeah.
Our front yard, I guess. We are very close neighbors with you guys, but I can remember growing up here, there was every year during spring training, my dad would sneak us out of school for a day and take us to a spring training game. And I remember that like it was yesterday. And I know just because we have a minor league affiliate here, it's such a cool opportunity because that does not exist in a lot of places. And you guys are such a great community partner. So excited to have some of the things coming up that we're going to talk about, but talk a little bit about the season and kind of the plans that you guys have for this year and some of the things you're doing to give back.
Yeah. So like we said earlier, we start this Friday. So April the 7th is our first game of the season. We'll go all the way through September 10th this year for the regular season. And hopefully a couple weeks after that, if we make postseason again. We have a lot of good programs running and a lot of good discounted days. And, you know, like you said, it's not every community doesn't have a partner for a minor league team that's right here in their backyard. And we want to make sure through these community partnerships and through our, you know, group days and stuff that we can get as many people out here at the ballpark as we can, just to even introduce them to baseball. And St. Lucie Mets is a great way to start, too. I mean, our players are 18, 19, 20 years old, so they're the babies. And they start here, so why not start your kids going to their first baseball games here with those guys so they can grow up with them?
That's a good way to put it. And, you know, Ashley, two things. One, Ashley, we as the Children's Services Council, we do not advocate that you pull your children from school to go see a spring training game. But I get that forever. I'm joking. I get that forever memory. And especially with your father, that's very cool. But Ashley, Casey, occasionally when I put her on the spot, does this voice that we hear sometimes where families say there's nothing to do for families on the Treasure Coast or in St. Lucie County. And we know from our perspective, that's not true because there's always something going on. But I know, you know, I'm old now, but I wasn't always old. When my kids would want to go do something, we would often go to a St. Lucie Mets game because it's very affordable family entertainment. And I can remember, like, it was never just me and my son and daughter. It was always like us and neighborhood kids, or the neighborhood kids would take other kids. And, you know, and some kids are really into the game. Some kids are kind of going up and down the stands. You know, some kids, you know, are there for the popcorn and just the environment of it all. But it's really something for the entire family is really what I'm trying to say. You don't have to be a sports junkie or a baseball fanatic to have a good time at the Met Stadium.
Yeah, and we, you know, we do a lot of theme nights, too, that kind of get extra people in that maybe they wouldn't have come to a baseball game just to watch baseball. But when we have a night like Marvel Superhero Night or like our Star Wars night, you know, we bring out fans that are Star Wars fans that have never been to a baseball game before, and this is their first experience. So, you know, we try to incorporate a lot of those theme nights for people to come and enjoy. And if they like the baseball game, great. And then they're a baseball fan. But if they don't like it, there's still other things that are going on during the game that they can enjoy, you know, if they don't particularly enjoy the baseball part of it. So
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think one of the things that is the most fun for my family at the game is the between inning entertainment, like the trivia games and the funny things that you guys do. The game, my favorite, is the one where you make the kids take their shoes off and like run out to the middle of the field to find their matching shoes, because I feel like that's what my kids do at home all the time. But there's
that
so
was the inspiration, right?
Yeah. There's so many fun things like that that happen that, to your point, it's not just about baseball. It's about community. It's about a fun thing to do with your family. But you guys do have some really special promotions or programs for kids this season. Can you talk a little bit about Kids Club and how people can get involved in that?
Yeah, so our Kids Club, we've had it since I've been here 9 years. And this is, we've had it every single year, and I'm sure long before I was ever here. But our Kids Club is for kids 14 and under. And it is a $25 charge, but they get a free ticket to every single Friday night and Sunday day home game. So I believe this year that's 22 games, if I'm not incorrect. And along with all of those, they also get, so they'll get a ticket to the game, and they also get a little voucher for a free popcorn at those games. And they also get a t-shirt, and then we do, like, at the end of the season, we'll do a birthday party for our mascot Clutch, and we invite all the Kids Club members to it. We'll do some stuff throughout the year, like we'll try to do maybe a special meet and greet just for Kids Club members with some of our players. This year, I think we're going to try to do a catch on the field for Kids Club members only. So they'll get to come down on the field before the game and play catch with their mom or dad or brother or sister or whoever. So, you know, we do have quite a few members of that. And this year we're really focusing on growing it. And we have talked to all of the little leagues in the area and have given them the opportunity as well to sign up kids that play in their little leagues. So hopefully we'll have a big crew of kids out this year. But yeah, that's every Friday night game and every Sunday day game. So it gives them an opportunity to come out to a lot of games.
So if somebody's interested, how can they sign up for Kids Club? What's the way to do that?
So they can either, there's a few different options. They can either visit our website, which is stluciemets.com, and there's a tab for the kids crew there. They can sign up online so they don't have to turn in a paper form, print anything. They can do it right there. They can also come to the box office anytime that the box office is open, and they can fill out a physical form if that's more if they're more comfortable with that. Or they can email kidscrew, so kids regular spelling and crew with a C, regular spelling, at stluciemets.com. So kidscrew at stluciemets.com. And we can email them a form that they can fill out.
Ashley, you talked about at the jump about how, you know, the memory of you taking you and your dad and your brother go with you. Did you take your brother out of school too?
He did.
Is this like a day worth of not learning? I'm just kidding.
You know, it might have been spring break. Don't hold me to that.
The story's changing, Casey. You see that, right?
Coincidentally, it could have been spring break. And I will say, to your point, there were always bonus kids with us too.
Right. Anyway, I could talk on about that, but you talk about an opportunity to create a lifelong memory, you know, to either a parent, a grandparent, or caregiver joining the kids crew, kids club, I should say, and then having an opportunity to go out on the Mets or on the field to play catch. Like, you know, that's like, you know, I grew up in Indiana, Casey. And one of my biggest memories, when you grow up in Indiana, you're required to be passionate about basketball. It's that and John Mellencamp. Those are two requirements growing up in Indiana. I got to play on the floor where the Pacers played when I was a kid. I remember every moment of that. And I can just imagine a child, a young boy or girl, having the opportunity to go on the St. Lucie Mets infield and play catch with your parent or caregiver or whatever, that's a lifelong memory that will stay with that child forever.
So we actually got to do that once last season. Casey and I conspired, decided to, on Father's Day, recognize some of the dads who had participated in our More Than a Game program, but also give dads an opportunity to get down on the field with their kids and play catch. And I remember my son was enamored. He loved it. I do remember it was like 110 degrees that day, like it's middle Florida of June Sunday game, like for sure hot. But they loved it. They had a great time. And I think that's we're lucky to have a minor league baseball team in our backyard, but we're even more lucky that you guys recognize that involving the community in a lot of what's happening at the stadium, you know, at the park is just really important too. And that you guys have been such great community partners.
And I know that we're getting ready to talk about our event that's upcoming, but can you talk about, before we went live on the air, recorded, whatever the right terminology is, you mentioned that I think it's every Friday or Saturday. Saturday is a kind of a give back night.
Yes. So, every Saturday we do a custom themed jersey, and all of those pair up with nonprofits in the community. What we do, and if you've ever been here, we have like such an array of themes and color jerseys and like all sorts of fun stuff. So if you aren't a fan of blue and orange, but you want to give back to the community, then, you know, you have the opportunity to purchase a purple and gold Maddie Spite jersey or a Star Wars themed jersey for Police Athletic League, or, you know, we have tons of different opportunities. But this year, some of our big ones that we're doing, especially for families, we are doing two Marvel superhero nights. So one of them is April 22nd. That one's paired up with Voices for Children. And we are going to have really cool Black Panther themed jerseys that the players will be wearing. And we will have Spider-Man here, doing photos, swinging around the stadium. I don't know, whatever Spider-Man does, fights bad guys. So that one's April 22nd. And then the other one is June 10th. That one is paired up with Special Olympics. So we'll have all of our Special Olympics athletes out that day. And the jerseys for that one are a little different. They are going to be, so last year, let me rewind a little bit. Last year, Marvel worked with some of the minor league teams and created custom logos for each of the teams. So we have kind of like, we haven't named him yet, but he's kind of like a baseball smoke monster kind of thing. And so we're going to have custom jerseys with that logo on it for the other Marvel night. And then that day, Captain America will be here. So kids and families will have the opportunity to do a meet and greet or take some pictures with Captain America. And then, again, I had mentioned Star Wars before, so we actually have a game on May 4th, which is Star Wars Day. We have never, like, since I've been here, we haven't had an actual game on May 4th. Yeah. So we'll be doing, and we have super cool jerseys for that one. We haven't released the design yet, but they do have Grogu on them. So I'll just leave it there for any Star Wars people.
I know someone that might want one of those.
Look, I got to be honest with you. My son, and I love my son dearly. He's 22. Wait, is he 23 or 22? He's 23. Sorry. He just had a birthday not that long ago. He is not a big sports fan, but I took him to Star Wars night every time. So even though he's in college now, but even like last year, he's like, when's Star Wars night again? Cause I'd like to come down for that. So I'm going to make sure that we go, and anybody Star Wars fan, May the 4th instead of May the Force, you know, you get it, right? It's a special night for us Star Wars fans.
You get it, right? Yeah. So in addition to those, we're really excited because we have a special night this year. And this, I feel like this has, again, been conversation that Casey and I have had for a long time, for several years, but finally got to pull it together this year. So we're doing sort of a Children's Services Council St. Lucie Reads night. We're going to have jerseys that have a theme, a book literacy theme focus. We are doing, our night is Saturday, May 27th, in partnership with the St. Lucie County Chamber of Commerce, who again is another great partner of ours. And we're kind of doing it like a kickoff to summer. So we know that kids get out of school that next week, and we want to make sure that they have books to read all summer long, kick off their summer reading, and give them a place to go have fun before the summer starts, if you will. So we're excited about that. I know we have information that we're sharing. The chamber is also sharing information. There's also information coming out from the Met's office. So all of the partners involved are going to be talking about that event as we get closer. But we're really excited about the opportunity to do that and to recognize our St. Lucie Reads initiative and those custom jerseys too.
Yeah, and that night's going to be really fun because any kid K through 12 will be able to get in for free that day. So they're going to get a free ticket for themselves and one other person. So a guardian, their big brother, their grandma, whoever wants to come with them to the game. And that is courtesy of the St. Lucie County Chamber. So they're going to cover the cost for any K through 12 aged kid who wants to come to the game that night. And yeah, so, and then another thing I didn't mention is every one of these themed jerseys that we do, we auction them off online. So those are all available for purchase, and 100% of the proceeds that are made off of the auctions of the jersey go to whatever the nonprofit is. So for that night, we're going to pair up with you guys in St. Lucie Reads, and any of the jerseys that are sold that day or for that weekend, the money will go back to hopefully, I don't know if I want to say it out loud, but a special project that Ashley and I have talked about also for months and months, but hopefully this is going to help it come to fruition here.
We can say it, right? I mean, we might as well let people know, because we want people to come and bid and have a good time.
And buy the jerseys.
Right? Because trust me, I've been in the bidding for those Star Wars jerseys, and I always, my wife's like, you got to tap out now. It's too much.
I have a Maddie's Foundation jersey. I'm a proud owner of a Maddie's Foundation jersey. But yes, Casey, our secret, what we are hoping to get purchased through the proceeds of those jersey sales, is a book vending machine. And if you have followed along with us at Children's Services Council for a while, you saw the two that we unveiled last year at our partner schools. I know from visiting those schools recently, they are still the highest, most, like, the kids are obsessed with them still. And so the kids at those schools can literally earn a token to use in the vending machine to get a book. And I think Sean and I got approached probably every day after those got released, after we shared that, about how do I get that at my school? How do I get that at my business? Where can we put
more? It got
more
a little scary. I'm not going to lie. There's people like, Sean's kids went to this school. We should get one. I'm like, my kids are like 22. And like, who knew that? Who traced that all the way back?
So we're excited about the opportunity to do more book vending machines and grateful for the Mets for kind of facilitating that partnership. So hopefully all of you want a custom book jersey and will help us get those book vending machines out.
Yep. And just so everybody knows how you can bid on those jerseys, also on our website, there's a tab at the top at stlucymets.com that says jersey auction. And anytime we have a jersey up for auction, which would be basically every week that we have games, we'll have a jersey auction running. You can go there and it's all online. The bidding is, I think, in $5 increments. They start at $75, which basically helps us cover the cost. And then any proceeds that come from that, like I said, go straight to the nonprofit. But you can also go to stlucymets.com/auction, and it'll take you right to the auction website. They're especially the book. We haven't done, again, I've been here 9 years. We've never done like a book themed jersey. So, this one could be a pretty cool, like, one time only, first time book jersey, custom, good stuff.
We could have Bookman sign them all, autograph them all. And correct me if I'm wrong, these are game worn jerseys, right?
Yes, the players wear them during the game, and then they also sign them. So they will be a player autographed jersey for whoever wins each auction. And we have, I believe, 42 jerseys that are coaches and players. So there's plenty of opportunity for people to snag a jersey.
Ashley, I'm going to give my wife a heads up already. We might have to buy a book jersey, and I think this year is the year I need to get a Star Wars one. I'm just saying.
Multiple jerseys to line up this year.
Well, that's very cool. And so, so we talked about the events. We talked about how the Mets give back. We talked about how they can learn about the Kids Club, which is a phenomenal opportunity. We've got like a minute or two left. So, can you just describe, like, because, again, Ashley's voice, there's nothing to do in St. Lucie County. There's obviously between the time of now and September, you can always take your family to a St. Lucie Mets game. So can you kind of just go over, like, just very broadly, like generally, how much is a ticket? Like, how much is, I know you always have some type of special and, how we're giving tickets away free. But like, I have a family of four. And before I walk through the gates, what do I got to do?
So, we have a total of 66 home games throughout the season. So that's 66 days that you could potentially come out to a baseball game. And our tickets are, fairly cheap. They start at, I believe, $7 for kids and seniors, military as well. And then a regular general admission ticket is $10. But again, we do offer all of those, like we'll do certain days. We do like a Fridays, we do a family four pack. So they could get four tickets, four hot dogs, and a family sized popcorn for a discounted price if they buy it at the window. We also have opportunities for BOGOs in the coupon book. The enjoyment book, that's what it's called. So they always do a BOGO coupon in there that you can use for a general admission ticket there. We also have 10-game flex packs. So you can buy a pack of 10 tickets, and those can be used at any game, and they're a little bit discounted. So you can buy them in advance and use them, if you want to use 6 one game, 1 another game, 2 another game. You can use them however you want to use them. And those you can purchase right at the box office window. And again, we do, you know, a lot of different events with free tickets for first responders one night, free tickets for teachers one night, free tickets for healthcare workers one night. So, you know, we keep our website pretty well updated on all of those kind of events. So if there's a specific time that, you know, you really want to come to a game, but you do have a big family, there are opportunities for you to be able to get the kids tickets all for free or that sort of thing. And we do another reminder, every Thursday home game is our dollar night. So you get into the gate for a regular ticket price, but then your hot dogs, your soda, your popcorn is all discounted to either $1 or $2. So it's a little bit cheaper to eat and drink at the game that night.
There's not many places that you could eat or drink for
You can't get into a movie theater for less than $20 a person. I'm just saying. So this is a great family deal. Actually, I'll give you a guess on what day I usually go to the baseball games.
I don't know.
Thursdays, because it's a dollar hot dog, dollar drink. I'm just saying. But real quick before we go, do you still have the dogs come?
We do. We work with the Humane Society. We won't have a date. We don't have a date yet for those, but we're likely going to do 2 dates for Bark in the Park. And I also do want to throw in a quick reminder that we have transitioned to a cashless facility. So you have to use a credit or debit card for tickets, for concessions, any of that stuff. So just to remind everybody that we will not take cash at the ballpark anymore.
That's good to know. Well, Casey, thank you for coming on. Thank you for being such a great partner. And you know, again, if you're looking for something fun to do with the family, go to stluciemets.com, look at the schedule, look at the kids club, look at all the upcoming events, look at the auction for the jerseys. There's so many different ways to plug in, not only a family fun thing to do, but also a way to give back to the community, all because of the great partnership with the St. Lucie Mets. Thank you, Casey. Thank you. Give Paul and everybody a big shout out and thanks as well.
I definitely will. Thanks for having me.
I want to remind everybody that it's a weekly radio show program every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame and at 10 a.m. And don't worry if you miss it because it's also a podcast. Just look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council on your favorite podcast app, including Ashley's iPhone. And a reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.